We should try it. Name 10 teams that have no shot at the postseason. We'll try it at the start of the year and see how many of them actually have a shot.
Okay.
It'll be a fun contest for.
Yeah.
You can name 10.
You think Ross Atkins would name 10 teams that he says has no shot?
That. Ross, give us the 10 teams in baseball that have no shot at all this year.
I think that's a big number. I think you went too high.
See, I think he did too.
Okay, so we're not going to ask you the teams because, well, I could ask you, but there's no way you're going to do it. Hey, Ross, by the way, Michael Landsberg here. Pleasure to meet you.
Hey, Michael. How you guys doing?
Very well.
We're the good guys in Toronto media. This is my first day on the job, which is kind of like your first day on the job.
How do you define that?
Nice guys in the Toronto media?
Yeah.
Guys who will talk behind your back and make all kinds of critical comments and then ask gutless questions to your face.
So you're okay, got it.
Guys who know that you were drafted in the 1995 Major League Baseball draft.
Wow.
And you were drafted ahead of two Toronto Argo legends, Michael Bishop, who was a huge college football quarterback, and Ricky Williams.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
And
the first one.
Was Tom Brady not in your draft as well?
I'm not sure. It seems like maybe I would have remembered if he were, but he could have been.
Drafted by the Expos.
Wow. Same year?
Yeah. Yeah, when I said, impressive. Was he there, that's kind of a host way of pretending like he's just tossing it off the top of his head, when in fact, he really, really knows it. Are you living full-time in Toronto?
You know what? I'm still commuting. I have an apartment. My family will be moving there as soon as my daughters are out of school. So I feel like I am. I'm really just flying home for a day and a half to Cleveland until I got down here recently, obviously.
Do you think a GM should live full time in the city? Because
to each its own, and everybody does things differently. But I can't imagine doing the job otherwise. I feel like, you know, it's not only full time, but so much of it is about environment and community relationships, and how do you create that if you're not there all the time? And it would be, the other factor is if you were going to give it, you know, that effort towards environment, culture, creating that atmosphere, not only being about development of players, but development of people that you're working with, you know, giving them everything you got, then if you were to do that living in another city, you would never see your family. So, you know, it's kind of twofold for me. So there are people at different stages in their lives. So, there's so many variables and factors, but at where I am in my life, I can't imagine not living in the city.
We're in conversation with Ross Atkins, Toronto Blue Jays general manager. You've been in Cleveland, which is not exactly on the other side of North America. But I'm curious, your perception of Toronto versus living here. What has caught you by surprise, pleasantly surprised you, disappointed you about life in Toronto since you've been here?
You know what? Zero disappointment. With complete transparency, I have just been unbelievably impressed by the community, the warmth, the civility, the energy. It's just a really exciting, invigorating place to be every day. So I can't think of having grown up, having North Carolina roots in the U.S., grown up in Miami, Florida, school back in North Carolina, and then most of my professional life in Cleveland. Very different parts of the U.S. I can't imagine living in a better city, quite frankly, than Toronto.
Yeah, just don't get too used to that warmth thing. You know this isn't a normal winter, right?
That's all right. I've been in Cleveland for 15 years.
I was going to say, Cleveland's identical,
yeah,
right?
And to me, weather is really like what you make it, you know? Just get out in it. Embrace it.
Is it true that you don't have to put on any kind of sunscreen because you're living in the shadow of Alex Anthopoulos so much right now that the sun won't even shine at you? I mean, how many interviews have you done so far since you got hired as GM?
I have no idea.
Probably 100, say.
Yeah.
Would you agree that all 100, someone has asked you a question about that guy? Because I don't want to be that guy who asked the question, so that guy.
Nah, not really. I mean, maybe a quarter where it's come up. And, I don't think about it. I really don't. I have an incredible group of people around me, an incredible support system, obviously a really good baseball team. So, really, I just look forward and think about how we improve the team, how we build upon what's good, and where there's opportunities to make subtle adjustments. I mean, we really haven't. What we've done and what we've been focused on are additions, infrastructure, and support. and we've been able to add. So there's a lot of good things here that we've looked to add and add to, and feel great about. You know, really the bulk of the work was done by Mark before I got here, and a lot of the infrastructure and high performance, and you know, now we've added some things inside baseball operations, hiring a director of player development, a director of baseball operations, and you know, really have spent a lot of time learning, asking questions, and thinking about how we can improve.
If you took your team right now and you're projecting to opening day and you played the team that finished the season last year, do you think you're better now than you were at the end of last season?
It depends on how many games we're playing, you know. So I think over the course of the season, it's close. So, you know, David Price is a good pitcher, obviously. So if you're playing in a one-game matchup, then that's, you know, that's tough to replace. But, hey, we would love to have someone of that ilk, but really feel great about what we do have and what we were able to add in terms of depth. So, you know, just for discussion purposes, had we just added him, then, you know, really, how else do you build around it? That is such a significant chunk of your investment. So that, you know, we feel great about the depth, feel great about, and we're still going to try to improve it, but feel great about, you know, really the collective and the team that we've built.
Interesting that you said one game, it might be tough because he might not be the starter for your one game, right? I mean, the Blue Jays chose to hold Stroman back, right, to start that one game if need be in the AL American League Championship Series.
That's a great point. Yeah, Marcus is you know, someone that obviously wasn't here for the bulk of last year. I think we'll be very glad to have him and hope that he gets off to a good start. Really, that's, you know, our focus is putting all these guys in the best position to have the best possible careers they can have, and that's what we've been thinking about and focused on. I think your point is good that he's an incredible piece to have.
He's a franchise guy, though. Here's the thing, and I'm kind of fighting your battle for you, saying, hey, don't forget Price wasn't going to be the Game 7 starter. And but in terms of animation, in terms of what he brings, in terms of the energy and the image of your ball club, would you not say that Stroman, forget about his abilities, has a rare ability to be the face of the franchise?
You know what? You know, I think when you talk about franchise players and guys that have that type of whether it be, you know, to me it just comes back to baseball ability. I think that's what builds a brand. Someone that can perform consistently and focuses on not much more. I think that's what ultimately builds the best brand, and he certainly has that talent and those capabilities to be elite. I think his competitiveness, his talent, his work ethic, those are the things that will ultimately determine how big of a brand he becomes and how much of a franchise player he is. So, you know, all the other things like personality and versatility, it really they can go away in a hurry if you're not the best pitcher on your team and one of the best in the game. So, you know, he has those abilities that will allow him to be one of the better pitchers in the game.
We're in conversation with Ross Atkins, Toronto Blue Jays general manager. Give me a key to this season for your team. The Blue Jays can repeat as American League East champions if. What would you put in that if?
Two things for me. One is if we are not focused on last year, if we're focused on each day moving forward and looking towards what we can do every day and not, you know, at all relying on anything that occurred last year, which can create for some complacency. And then second would be health. So I think the first one will lead to health. I think health is somewhat controllable if you're doing everything in your power every day. And that's not, I'm not pointing fingers at players. That's us. That'll be on us. And I don't, you know, I think, you know, that's a separator when you can help guys recover and prepare in a way that helps them make it through the course of a season and into the playoffs. So, you know, those are more controllable than you would think. Mm-hmm.
Ross, I have to say that the tone of your voice, and this is the first time that we've chatted, you got the nice guy tone. And I was saying the day before you came on, it was like the first word out of your mouth, because both of us have done a lot of interviews. You can tell, is he going to be adversarial or if you ask him a question? And the best guy I ever met with this was Pat Gillick. You could say, hey, Pat, what about that trade? And he'd say, well, you know, probably wasn't my best. And that's what you look for. When you're in the media, a guy who can debate with you, but see sort of both sides to it. So my question is, body type. If you were to use one word to describe Pablo Sandoval and how he looks at spring training this year, have you seen the picture that's being bounced around?
Yeah, I have. And, you know, I one word I would use, I guess, if I were to describe it, is, you know, I can't use one word, you know, because really what it comes down to for me is it's not going to matter if he's performing. I can tell you this, and I, you know, as I read that, the first thing that I thought of was, man, that's not fair. It's so unfair, maybe, would be the, if I had to choose one word. So he's a talented guy. And, you know, that's been public for probably way too much and in my opinion, gets way too much attention. Now, there is something to be said for accountability, no question. But the guy's been relatively dependable, relatively reliable, and had a lot of success, or he wouldn't have gotten the contract he did. So I get the point, but I think to me, it's a little bit unfair.
Well, I didn't make it a point. I mean, there's no denying.
Oh, well, yeah, I meant the point of the media drawing attention to it in general.
When a pro athlete shows up, Ross, and he's obesely overweight, that doesn't mean to say that there's anything wrong with that or that he's not going to perform well. But it's like it's the elephant in the room, literally the elephant in the room. I mean, I don't think it's wrong to comment on the fact that he does not have a typical body type for a baseball player.
I wouldn't argue with you there. I wouldn't argue. I think my point was how much attention it gets and the way that it gets focused on and pointed out to. So, you know, that's all. I mean, I think, you know, I guess maybe to play the other side a little bit is you might be able to find some pictures that aren't as, you know, maybe concerning looking. So that, I guess that's what I was trying to suggest.
Well, they got to tell him, don't wear those belly tops. That's, it's not spring break and you're not an 18-year-old girl.
You know what? It's like the 50s where the players used to show up to get in shape at spring training, right, as opposed to show up in shape like they do. Right. He's just a throwback player.
But baseball's that one sport, right, where you can defy everything and just be a natural.
It is. There have been guys all the time that you look at, you would not necessarily have guessed that they were professional athletes.
Loving Ross Atkins. You could tell from the first word, friendly guy. Great to talk to you, man.
Ross, we look forward
thanks for having me, guys.
We look forward to having you on the program again. Thank you so much, and good luck as spring training for pitchers and catchers gets started down in Dunedin today.
All right, guys. See you soon.
There
thanks
he is.
For having me.
Ross Atkins, the general manager of the Toronto Blue Jays.